Unit 29, The Grass is Greener. The story of the man who sought diamonds continues. Let us go back to Ali Hafed's old farm. The man who bought it was glad a stream ran through the farm. It provided cool water. One day the man led his camel there to drink. The camel put its nose into the clear water. Then the man noticed a curious flash of light. He put his hand into the white sands and pulled out a black stone. It had an eye of light that flashed. He took that stone into the house. He placed it on the mantel. It was just a pretty pebble, and he forgot about it. The same old monk came to meet the new owner. The men visited for a while. Then the monk saw the flash of the light from the mantel. He rushed up and said, "This is a diamond. Has Ali Hafed returned?"
"No, Ali Hafed has not returned," replied the farmer. "Anyway, that's just a stone. I found it right out here in the stream."
The monk replied, "I know a diamond when I see one. This is a diamond." The two men rushed into the stream. They stirred the white sands. Their fingers brought up stones more beautiful than the first. The site at that stream became a famous one. It was the home of the great diamond mines of Golconda. The diamonds from this mine grace regal crowns. One is part of the crown jewels of England. Another, the largest diamond on earth, is part of Russia's crown jewels. The stones were right in Ali Hafed's backyard. He could have stayed home and found them.